Syracuse's Land Bank is applying for a new round of funding from settlements the state attorney general's office made with banks after the 2008 mortgage crisis. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the Land Bank wants to use the new funding on renovations in areas of the city it had previously neglected.
Land banks acquire tax-delinquent properties with the goal of getting them back on the tax rolls. The Syracuse Land Bank used $5 million from the state attorney general's office on properties involved in the mortgage foreclosure crisis, which happened to be in more transitional neighborhoods. Now, with a new round of funding, Land Bank Executive Director Caitlin Wright says they want to renovate 10 houses in the city's hardest-hit neighborhoods.
A bit of a different strategy than the transitional blocks we were focusing on before. The AG is asking for that focus, but we also think it's a nice way for us to respond to some of the criticism that we've received from Syracuse United Neighbors and others that the previous two rounds of AG money didn't do very many renovations in the most distressed parts of the city.
$1.75 million would be spent on 70 to 80 demolitions in Syracuse, and $750,000 would be for renovations. The Land Bank is also applying for rental funding through the state attorney general's office. Properties would be renovated and sold to a local landlord.
The objective is to take someone who's already an owner-occupant in that neighborhood and sell them at a very low cost, a subsidized, fully renovated house that they would operate as a rental.
This program would require landlords to keep rents affordable on those properties. The Syracuse Land Bank will be notified in December if it can participate in the rental program. In Syracuse, Tom Agnarelli, WRVO News.